You have one unheard message. First unheard message.
Hi, Daddy. I know you're probably still working, which is why your phone is off, but I was about to go to bed when I started to feel really lonely. I really miss you, Daddy. I wish that you can be here right now, holding me. I still have that stuffy that you bought me to cuddle, but it's just not the same as having you with me. And feeling your arms around me, and I know that we set a time for you to fly here and visit in a couple of months, but it feels so far off. I feel like I can't wait that long. When I start to feel this way, whenever I get lonely, I always just like to think about that one time that I came to visit you. Do you remember how nervous I was when you picked me up from the airport? I could hardly string a word together into a sentence. I couldn't stop crying. But you were so understanding, and you helped me until I could speak properly. You should have seen me going through airport security. I was so nervous. Knowing that I would get to see you soon, I probably look super suspicious. I'm surprised that I wasn't pulled aside by TSA. Then you took me back to your place and I was finally able to relax a little bit. I really miss laying on your couch with you. Feel your arms around me. Well, okay, you did a little more than just hold me. You can hardly keep your hands off of me once we got to your apartment. I remember finally feeling your hands on my body, feeling them run up under my shirt and squeeze my boobs. I guess we only had a week together, so you're not about to waste a second. God, it felt so good having you order me around in real life, Daddy. I'm getting a little worked up just thinking about it. The way you ordered me to get on my knees and suck your cock. Do you remember how hard I kept gagging every time it went too deep? Well, you'd be pleased to know that I've been practicing my toys to train myself to gag less, so when you see me next, I should be able to take all of you in. I love how your cock tastes, Danny. Even if I did gag every time it hit the back of my throat, I can't wait to see you again and to taste that big cock of yours, to feel it thrust inside me. Daddy, I can't help it. I need to touch myself. I'm sorry. I make myself so wet just thinking about the way your cock feels inside me. I love the way you fucked me. You're so rough with me, Daddy. But you knew that I liked it rough, didn't you? You could just tell how much I needed to feel you fuck me hard and rough. How much I needed to feel you grab my hips so hard that they bruise. Your cock pouncing it out of my tight little pussy. good, Danny. The way you fill my little pussy up with your cum while I came all over your cum. I'll never forget how you suddenly became so gentle and caring, making sure I was okay and that you didn't hurt me too bad. That's what I love about you, Daddy. Even though you get so rough with me and call me all sorts of names like sluts or whore, that you still care about me. You only hurt me because I like it. And I love how rough you got with me, Daddy. I remember that wasn't the only time you had me that day. That night, when we got back to your place, you pushed me down on the ground and bent me over and made me beg you to fuck me even harder than you had before. Felt so good being completely at your mercy, feeling you lift my skirt up and then rub my pussy through my panties. I love the way you tease me, Daddy. Myself and thinking about you, Daddy, but it was you were here to hold me after, you know, make sure I was okay. It's such a torture to only fantasize about you and not have you here with me. I wish I could fall asleep on your chest like I did when I was with you, Daddy. I miss you. I'm getting sleepy. I think I need to clean my hand up a bit. Call me when you get this, Daddy, please. probably be asleep, but I don't care. I just want to hear your voice, okay? I love you, Daddy. Good night.
End of messages.